Andrews program, but when I posted that we were going to have the opportunity to talk to Coach Lou Holtz, people went crazy. Coach, welcome to WILK. The people here in northeastern Pennsylvania love you.
Thank you, Frank. I have no idea why they do, but had 13 games, I think, against Penn State, Joe Paterno, and they were memorable games. He was such a great coach. It was a shame what the NCAA did, and I thought that wasn't an NCAA violation. That was a criminal case, and unfortunately, they made a bad decision on it. But I'm very fortunate we recruited so many great athletes from eastern Pennsylvania, and plus when I was at William & Mary, we had a lot of good athletes from Pittsburgh, as they called it, Easton. I've lived through the big Thanksgiving day there, et cetera. So I have great memories of eastern Pennsylvania. Plus, I was raised in East Circle, Ohio, which was 1 mile from the western Pennsylvania border.
Yeah, you're kind of a cousin to us then. Now, Coach, you're in Bucks County. What are you doing back in Pennsylvania?
Well, they asked me to come up here to introduce Harry Trump at a Catholics for Trump rally, and so that's why I'm up here and feel very fortunate and honored to be able to do that. We have a great crowd, although they have to limit it because of the COVID-19 distancing, et cetera, but hopefully we're going to have a great event.
Coach, you know, during the Republican National Convention, we played lots of sound bites. I played your entire speech, and really a lot of that is for two reasons. First of all, you made a lot of sense and you had good things to say, but people here really do respect you. And I got to ask you, you know, why, after a successful career as a coach, why did you decide that this was something important for you to get involved in?
Well, I felt that it was important for my grandchildren, Frank. Right now, I'm so old, as you know, I lost my wife of 59 years 3 months ago, and so I'm struggling a little bit in that respect. But the fact is that it's just what I really and truly believe. And I was asked to speak up on what I believe. I believe that this is the decision that people are going to make is about the future of our country. You know, one wants to go towards socialism or communism, whatever, and the other one wants you to be able to make your own free choices. I'm an old man. As I said, my birthday candles cost more than a cake, or at least it used to, but now it takes two cakes to get all my candles on it. But the fact remains is that I remember when I was a young man, it was your freedom to make the choices. That's the great thing about the free enterprise system. Don't guarantee you'll be successful, but you have an opportunity to live according to the choices you make. You make bad choices, you're going to have difficulties in your life. I used to ride in the back seat of a truck without standing up. I rode a bicycle without a helmet. I rode a car without a seatbelt, and everybody in the neighborhood had a BB gun. We shot at one another, but we understood that was our free choice, but we had to live with the ramifications of the choices we make. Today, people don't have to live by the ramifications. It's always somebody else's fault, and things along that line. And I know this, when I came out and said that when you're opposite of the radicals, as I call them, they're going to try to silence you, they're going to try to ruin you, they're going to try to destroy you in every way possible, but I will not be silenced. This is what I believe. It's about our grandchildren, about the future of the country, and I'm going to stand up. I'm not worried about being popular, and I got to tell you this, at my age, a life sentence for murder doesn't really cost me a great deal of concern. If I was 40, it might, but at my age, I'm going to do what I feel is right and honored, and I'm not going to be silenced anymore. When I look at what's happening, one thing about this country has always been you wanted everything to be fair, everybody to have a fair opportunity, and that goes to minorities or to anybody else religiously. But when you see what they've done to President Trump for the past 4 years, 90% negative, you can't get a free break, whether with Twitter or whatever else the case may be. And I'm just going to stand by and watch it go on. Now, you may disagree with me, that's fine. But the problem with the left, you can't voice your opinion. If you don't agree with them completely, they're going to try to silence you, destroy you. And I'm too old to have that happen.
Now, Coach, I don't expect you to know everybody from Notre Dame, but have you been following Amy Coney Barrett's hearings? Because she has been she's been more impressive than anybody. She is just a fantastic judge. What are your thoughts?
Well, let's first of all remember this is the first Supreme Court justice we've had in a long time. It didn't come from the Ivy League, so isn't it nice to have a real well-educated lady on the bench? I mean, she was a great she's a great mother, adopted two children from Haiti. She's been a great wife. she not only graduated from Notre Dame, she taught at Notre Dame. And I believe what she says is that judges are not to be politicians. They're not to interpret and pass rules that the Congress couldn't pass. They're to read the Constitution. That's what she plans on doing. And I feel absolutely so proud that President Trump nominated her, and fortunately it looks like she's going to be approved.
What I like is that she's not ashamed to say she's a woman of faith. I think that's something that is missing in America, or, you know, people kind of have to, you know, put it on the shelf, not talk about it. But you too, you're at an event now where you're celebrating your faith. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And I tell you, I agree with you completely. And when you look at all the different things that have happened in the last few years to Catholics, I mean, we've had over 10 churches burned down. You don't ever read about that. Our ladies of the poor, sisters of the poor, that for 200 years have worked with the elderly, and they say, no, you can't do that anymore. The list goes on and on. And then when it comes to abortion, you know, my oldest granddaughter was adopted at birth because my oldest daughter could not have any children. She graduated from Houston A&M Law School. She passed the Texas bar. She's 5 months pregnant with her first child. And I just think, boy, how great that is. But when somebody is pro-abortion, how can you be a strong Catholic and believe that? I mean, that is rule number one. So, you know, you can go on and on. But I think there are too many times that people are afraid to express their faith. As Hillary Clinton said back in 2016, she said, we have to get rid of this deep-seated religious beliefs. Well, that's not me. We're on this earth for a purpose, and that is to please God. God has put us on here. They gave us a mission, and we have to fulfill that mission. And I'm not going to apologize for that. I know it's unpopular, it's unpublic, but that's not going to bother me.
I hear you. I have 11 kids and 19 grandkids, including one adopted.
Oh, so. Hey, you have an orphanage. You don't have a family.
You know, we call it a voter block. That's what we call it.
I tell you, they all vote for Trump,
amen. Coach, my wife's grandma would put on a Notre Dame football game, and everything had to stop. It was like family devotions. I mean, it was that important to her. Well, you know, in the last couple minutes here, please, if people do respect you, they think the world of you. Give a message to the people here of Northeastern and Central Pennsylvania.
Well, the thing I say is life's a better choice than whatever happens to you because of choices you make. You choose to do drugs, drop out of school, join a gang, get tattoos from head to bottom, get arrested. You choose to have difficulty in life and stop blaming somebody else. And so let's make good choices. You're going to go to the polls on November 3rd or before then, and the choice you're going to make is going to determine the future of this country. And I always say this to our athletes, if you didn't show up, who would miss you and why? Can you imagine what this country would be like had President Trump not showed up in 2016? Unlike most politicians, he says what he means, and he means what he says. He fulfilled almost every promise he made during the campaign. That's absolutely unheard of. We aren't ready for that, whether he talked about a variety of different things. So, but I'm not saying you have to vote for Trump. You have to vote your conscience, do what you believe. You may be a Democrat. That's fine. I used to be a Democrat, but the problem that worries me about this country today is that years ago, we didn't have a problem. We had a difference of opinion. We both wanted to keep the country safe. We wanted to give the people a chance to succeed. The Democrats had one way. The Republicans had a different way. But that wasn't a problem. It was a difference of opinion. So you could then have a compromise and come together. Now we have a real problem because both parties have a different objective. I believe the Republicans still want to keep the country safe and give people the opportunity to succeed. The Democrats obviously want to move towards socialism, communism, Marxism, whatever else the case may be, and that's why they're in the compromise, because they have two different objectives. So, but you have to vote. I'm not saying do this, do that. You have your own choice, but the choice you make is going to determine the future of your grandchildren and your children.
God bless you, Coach. It's been an honor to talk to you. You stay safe, and thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Andrew. And also, that was the name of my father, so it's a pleasure to talk to you. You have a great day, Andrew.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.